Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
Apply, renew, and track your radiation license online with ease through the new Radiation Protection Authority e-licensing platform. Fast, simple, and secure. Stay compliant while protecting workers, the public, and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Thank you so much for staying with us. It's now time for the News Bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines. Government lifts restrictions on maize exports to support farmers and boost economic growth. ERB takes action against 29 companies for violating license conditions. And in international news, US warns citizens to reconsider Nigeria travel on safety grounds.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
And now the news in detail. Government has announced the removal of restrictions on the export of maize grain and maize products, including mealy meal. Ministry of Agriculture Principal Public Relations Officer Balewa Hulu has explained that this progressive measure aims to support farmers, promote fair market access, and improve incomes for ordinary Zambians, particularly those involved in maize production and value addition. He says by allowing the free export of maize and its products, the government seeks to help farmers access better and more competitive markets, both locally and internationally. Mr. Hulu said the move is expected to improve household incomes, especially for small-scale farmers who rely on maize as a major source of livelihood, and will also stimulate economic activity in the agriculture and agro-processing sectors while promoting national food security through structured and regulated trade. He has added that all traders, millers, processors, and individuals are now free to export maize and related products to any market of their choice, provided they obtain the necessary export permits.
By allowing the free export of maize and its products, the government aims to enable the farmers to access better and more competitive markets both locally and internationally, improve household incomes, particularly for smallholder farmers who depend on maize as a major source of livelihood. This will stimulate economic activity in the agriculture and agro-processing sectors. This will in the end promote national food security through structured trade. This decision reflects the government's continued commitment to placing the welfare of citizens.
The Energy Regulation Board has taken enforcement action against 29 companies for breaching license conditions and failing to meet their statutory obligations. These actions follow comprehensive compliance audits and regulatory oversight aimed at ensuring adherence to operational standards as outlined in the Energy Regulation Act. ERB Public Relations Manager Namukolo Kasumpa has explained that among the key enforcement actions, Uno Energies Zambia Limited was fined 180,000 kwacha for fuel contamination and failing to conduct mandatory quality checks. And Zesco Limited was also fined 100,000 kwacha for failing to establish and maintain appropriate safety systems and standards. She said additionally, Harvest Group of Companies Limited was fined 60,000 kwacha for construction-related violations at both its Tokyo Way and Bulawayo Road sites, and Sunny International Zambia Industrial Limited was fined 60,000 kwacha for constructing an electricity generation facility without the necessary construction permit. Ms. Kasumpa has further disclosed that 8 companies were each issued formal warnings for failing to comply with an ERB directive dated 27th February 2025, which required the submission of a self-audit report within the prescribed time frame.
8 companies were each issued formal warning for failure to comply with an ERB directive dated 27 February 2025, which required the submission of a self-audit report within this prescribed time frame. These companies are Chine Gases Zambia Limited, Exclusive Brands Africa, Oryx Energy Zambia Limited, Falcon Gas Limited, Lake Gas Zambia Limited, GasTech Trading and Supply Limited, Rubis Energy Zambia Limited, and Mine Gases Company Zambia Limited. Further 15 companies settled outstanding statutory fees comprising of license fees, strategic reserve fund fees, and fuel marking fees amounting to 366,507 following debt collection enforcement measures.
Second Deputy Speaker of the National Assembly, Moses Moyo, this afternoon ordered Nkana Member of Parliament, Benwell Mpundu, to leave the House due to disorderly conduct and failure to adhere to parliamentary guidance during a debate on a committee report regarding public-private partnerships. Mr. Moyo ruled that Mr. Mpundu was out of order for making irrelevant remarks and repeatedly using non-English expressions, despite being directed to stick to the official language. In his ruling, Mr. Moyo urged all MPs to maintain decorum, respect parliamentary rules, and ensure their contributions remain factual and relevant, citing Mr. Mpundu's behavior as a warning to others.
May you take your seat, Honorable Member? No. May you take your seat?
No.
Which, no. Just take your seat there. Oh, Honorable Member for Nkana, may you leave my chamber. Leave the chamber. Just leave the chamber. You are expected to be honorable. And the people of Nkana are watching. No, it's very shameful that an Honorable Member of Parliament would behave in this manner. I think it's a message to the voters. The voters, you have been opportuned to scrutinize the kind of members you are sending to the House. Ensure that the right people are brought to the House. Look at their character, look at how they interface with the community.
Earlier, Mr. Mpundu argued that the PPP model was failing, citing instances of poor workmanship, including the claim that a bridge on the Chingola Kasumbalesa Road had collapsed within a year of construction.
The report before this floor has stated the observations and recommendation of the committee. Namely, this committee has observed the poor quality of the roads that are being done, not me, the report. The poor quality of the roads that are being done using this model called the PPP. An example which we have already discussed before this floor is what has happened on the Chingola Kasumbalesa Road. A bridge that fell within 1 year of operationalization.
And Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Stumbeko Musokotwane disputed the claim, clarifying that the bridge in question predated the concessioner and was not part of the PPP project. Government has connected Louis Ward in Luampa District of Western Province to the National Electricity Grid through the Rural Electrification Authority Grid Extension Project at a cost of 14.9 million kwacha. Our staffer Gerald Ngoma has more in the following report.
For years, residents of Louis Ward in Luampa District of Western Province had no access to the national electricity grid and depended on traditional sources of energy. However, the story for the community has now changed as the Rural Electrification Authority RIA has implemented one of the grid extension projects in the area, targeting potential direct connections to 600 beneficiaries. Speaking during the commissioning in the district, Energy Minister Mankosa Chikote has described the development as significant, adding that government remains committed to ensuring development reaches all parts of the country and to increase access to electricity.
Rural areas, in terms of access to electricity, it was failing at 80%. Access to electricity in the rural areas, it was failing at 8%. But the coming in of Newton administration, today we are seeing the graph moving. Today we are seeing the percentages moving. And that's what we wanted as a nation. Rural areas are being connected so that also you can take advantage